الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله بفضل الشيخ عارف بالله رضي الله عنه. عاشنا شاعر في مختصر الله في الأمر. نقشي قدم نبيك هيك النبي العزيز صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله كل شأن زميل عليه سنة العزيز. يتسمي ذاقار إلى خليفة والشيخ. نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت کے راستے ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت کے راستے پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے جب سنت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے گر سنت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے دینے لگے صدائے سعادت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے دکنوں سے اپنے پائچے اوپر اٹھائیے قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے ٹکنوں سے اپنے پائچے اوپر اٹھائیے خوش کیجیے نبی کو اطاعت کے راستے خوش کیجیے نبی کو اطاعت کے راستے نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے مٹ جائے دار پانی کے رنجو علم بھی آج مٹ جائے دار پانی کے رنجو علم بھی آج کر لے مجاہدات جو راہ حق میں ہم بھی آج مٹ جائے دار پانی کے سب رنجو علم بھی آج کر لے مجاہدات جو راہ حق میں ہم بھی آج کھل جائے بے شمار ہدایت کے راستے کھل جائے بے شمار ہدایت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقشے قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع محبوب محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع, ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے, ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے, نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ, اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ, کرتے ہیں سنتوں کا جہاں اہتمام لوگ, اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ, کرتے ہیں جہاں سنتوں کا اہتمام لوگ, از خود ہی بند ہوتے ہیں بدعت کے راستے, از خود ہی بند ہوتے ہیں بدعت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے, شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے, یعنی ہم آج بھی جو گناہوں کو چھوڑ دے, شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے, یعنی ہم آج بھی جو گناہوں کو چھوڑ دے, ہم پر کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے, سب پر کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, نقش قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, گر چاہتے ہو دل میں خدا کو بسائیے, گر چاہتے ہو دل میں خدا کو بسائیے, مرشد کی مان لیجیے نگاہیں بچائیے, گر چاہتے ہو دل میں خدا کو بسائیے, مرشد کی مان لیجیے نگاہیں بچائیے, جاتا ہے دل نظر کی خیانت کے راستے, جاتا ہے دل نظر کی خیانت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چٹک گئے, ایک جست ہی میں سالک مولا تلک گئے, دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چٹک گئے, ایک جست ہی میں سالک مولا تلک گئے, مرشد نے وہ بتائے سہولت کے راستے, مرشد نے وہ بتائے سہولت کے راستے, مرشد نے بتائے سہولت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, یوں تو ہے بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے, پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت کے راستے, ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے, پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت کے راستے, پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, نقش قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے, جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, سنت کے راستے, نقش قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله المولانا العظيم الشاكي أظن كده مجمع We'll first translate this very beautiful poem of Hazrat Khalifa by Athar Sahib. He has prepared it around Hazrat's couplet, Naqsh-e Qadam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Following the footsteps of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is the sunnat, this is the road to jannat. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And a person gets connected with Allah Ta'ala also by following the sunnats. Hai you to be shumar riyadat ke raaste. There are many ways of making mujahada effort and reaching Allah Ta'ala. Par mustanad wahi hai shariat ke raaste. That the most authoritative, the most correct, and easiest are those of Sharia to follow Sharia. Like that a person can make lot of zikr, etc. But to follow Sharia, five times namaz, with jamaat, saving oneself from gunas, that is the most easiest way and most authoritative way of reaching Allah Ta'ala. Poonche khuda talak jo muhabbat ke raaste. And then by a person reaches high and soars high by all the other extra ibadat of zikr etc. And that which creates the love of Allah Ta'ala. Making the whole night namaz is virtuous. But to make two rakats of namaz with love, a concentration, devotion is much more superior than the whole night's ibadat in which there isn't that love of Allah Ta'ala, where it is just an outward form and there is no life in that. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste, and that will come by following sunnats. If you want the love of Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ By following the sunnahs, you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then a little ibadat will have much more value also. اُشَّاقَ اپنے كَيْفِ مُسَلْسَلْ کا جَامْ لے The lovers of Allah Ta'ala are all the time drinking of the wine of the love of Allah, and they are drowned in that great love of Allah Ta'ala. And how do they get that? Kar sunnat rasul ko masboot thaam le. If they follow the teachings of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam firmly, and you get sunnats in your life, you will get the love of Allah. And when you get the love of Allah, you will be always drinking of the wine of the love of Allah, and you will be drowned in that love, and you will have such great enjoyment of life. دینے لگے صدائیں سعادت کے راستے all the roads of goodness of attaining felicity, success, highness they start calling out to you when you're following sunnats they call you towards Allah Allah سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے by following sunnats a person will get everything this is the essence of deen مِت جائے دارِ فانی کے رنج و علم بھی آج all the depression, worry, tension, pressure of this world that will also be taken away immediately کر لے مجاہدات جو راہ ہیں حق میں ہم بھی آج if we will make this little effort of bringing the truth, of bringing sunnats, making our connection with Allah, then these things won't even be a storm in a teacup. They will be nothing. It will just pass by if we get the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that will come by following the sunnats. Khul jai be shumar hidayat ke raaste. And Allah will open many roads of hidayat for that person. وَلَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا Those who make mujahada, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا And main one mujahada is to bring sunnats. Like that, we must not fool ourselves. That we got kurta, we got beard, we got sunnat beard. And we got topi, women have got the kurta, burqa, so we are in sunnah. But when that wedding comes in the family, then we forget everything. Then every evil is taking place there also. And any other occasion, then we forget all the sunnahs. We go for a holiday, off with the kurta. Now we are dressing like the kuffar with our bermudas and with all the other things. Going for a holiday, we are frequenting the filthy, dirty places. We are going where there are all this naked, filthy women on the beaches, etc. Wherever we see, then we forget everything. So then we must not fool ourselves. Now we are in the masjid. Now we got our kurtas on and we think I'm very pious. And we forgot 2-3 weeks ago where we were and what we were doing. Now we have to bring that reality of deen into us. Then Allah, when we make this mujahada, Allah will open unlimited ways of goodness for us. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Qalb o nazar bachaye, darhi barhaye. Look after your heart, don't think of evil things. Look after your gazes, don't look at wrong. Whether it is on a TV, whether you're looking at a religious program, and especially woman looking at man. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that shaitan somebody's car lights are left on NCH 971GP Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say to religious people shaitan won't come and invite you to go and watch, to go to nightclubs, to go to other evil places. He will come in the name of deen in others. Look at this program, is a redini program. He will call you in that way. So we have to be very careful. So we have to look after ourselves, our eyes. How many of us, we are in so much in jamaat, so much in the khanqa. But if you have to check the cell phone, pictures of our children, of our grandchildren, of all these things. And not only that, we are going around showing it to others. To make a guna is guna. And to show and make known that guna is a bigger guna. A person makes a guna, he should hide it. Make tawbah, istighfar. And he goes and make it known. But today this is common. And we are still in jamaat also. We are in khanqah also. We are going every year umrah also. In fact, now in umrah, husband is making dua and posing dua. He's posing in dua. And his wife taking his photo. And all this. So we mustn't fool ourselves. The essence of deen, the reality has to come. Just not an outward show. Not few days we are very pious. Ramzan. We go for 40 days. Met some ladies in the family. They say when we went in jamaat, full burqa everything. When we came back, that was jamaat uniform. Now come back, now off with the burqa again. This is not going to help us. The essence must come in. We go khanqa, we go for umrah, then we are extra pious. And after that, finish. Everything is thrown out. That is not the way. That's not going to help us at all. We are making a mockery of our deen. The essence, the reality, whether we're in a workplace, whether we're in a home, whether we're in a deeny environment, whether we are going for a holiday, deen is our priority and we have to try and maintain that all the time. قلب تخنوں سے اپنے پائنچے اوپر اٹھائے and keep your ankles also open for men. For women, cover up properly all the time. Not only when some other pious people are around, then extra hand gloves also and socks also. And other times, then nothing whatsoever. Now that is, who are we trying to fool and who are we trying to impress? The reality of deen has to come into us. خوش کیجئے نبی کو اطاعت کے راستے. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not become happy that you're going every month for umrah. Every now and then you're going for umrah. You can be far away. When Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending him to Yemen as the governor of Yemen, the Amir there. And then he told him, it looks like when you'll return, you won't find me, you'll pass by my qabr. How Hazrat Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu cried. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also felt it turned his face the other way to Medina Sharif, because it will affect him more even if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts crying. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna awlan nasibi, those who are the most closest and dearest to me is al-muttaqoon, those who have taqwa, who obey the commands, haythu kan, man kanu, wherever they are, whoever they are, they can be far away. Hazrat Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh did not come once to Medina Sharif in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was so dear to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is our taqwa, our obedience, the following in the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we become the favorites of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the favorites of إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable. Well, who can be honorable by Allah? Allah is, what is Allah's honor? But Allah says amongst you, if you have taqwa, you become honorable by Allah. Otherwise, we are dirt, we are filth. But on the basis of taqwa, Allah is saying you will become honorable and the most honorable, those who have got taqwa. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Di hai khudai paak ne khud uski ittila, which Allah himself had informed and told us. محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کے راستے. فاتبعونی يحببكم اللہ. Follow my sunnats and you will become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. ملاته مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے. And a person becomes close and beloved to Allah when he loves the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And the way to that, love the man of Allah, the Ahlullah who are present, and you will come to love the Nabi of Allah. Then Allah will love you also. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Apnaye jo seerat khairul anam log. The people who have got the surat, the seerat, the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only two, three outward things. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when you go to sleep at night, clean your heart of any malice, dirt, hatred, jealousy for any person. And said, this is my sunnat. Uh-huh. And if you can, follow my sunnat. So how many of us, what dirt we harbor in our hearts for other people? We have to clean our hearts of all that dirt. Sunnats are not just a few sweet sunnats. We ask, is it sunnat to eat sweet before meals or after meals? Mm. And sunnat to make effort. Deen is dying in our own house, in our own lives. And we're not worried of making deen alive. We are worried of eating a sweet dish. That sunnat we are worried. So make deen alive. Worry about the ummah who have the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Shaitan aur nafs ke raahon ko chhod de. Shaitan and nafs are taking us away from Allah. We know what are those roads. All the wrong things, give up those wrong things. Yani hum aaj bhi jo gunahon ko chhod de. Even today, if we give up gunas, ہم پر کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے. Just give up gunas and you become a wali of Allah. Today also, the doors of wilayat are not closed. And the greatest doors and the easiest door to enter the doors of wilayat to become a friend of Allah is to give up gunas. We think that we must make lot of ibadat. Ramzan comes, big nights come, we go for umrah, we go in jamaat, lot ibadat, etc. No, the main thing is to give up gunas. We haven't got a proper beard, make sure we're wearing a proper beard. A woman hasn't got burqa, make sure. And not only burqa, observe parda. And proper parda. We don't make parda in home from so many people who we have to make parda from. And any gathering takes place, we forget our parda. Then we're speaking to everyone and we feel there is no guna in it. No, maintain the laws of Allah. Those are the doors to become the wali of Allah Ta'ala. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Kar chahte hai dil mein khuda ko basaiye. If you want, get Allah now in your heart. Allah's tajalli, Allah will come in your heart. Murshid ki maan lijiye, nigaahein bachaye. Listen to what our Shaykh is saying, safeguard your eyes. But when it comes there, then we are looking at woman, talking with them, joking with them, etc. And we are imagining we are walis of Allah Ta'ala. How can a person be a wali of Allah when Allah's la'nat is coming on him? It comes in the Hadith Sharif, la'na Allahu an-nadhir wal-manzur ilayh. The one who looks and the one who presents himself or herself to be looked at. Allah's la'nat. How can the deen's work take place when a person presents himself, for example, on TV also, and women are looking at him? He's presenting himself to be looked upon by strange women. And the hadith says, Allah's curses descend on that person. And then we are thinking we're doing great service of deen. How shaitan has bluffed us. So we should be, so to reach Allah Ta'ala, the reality of deen has to come into us. گر چاہے دل میں خدا کو بسائے مرشد کی مان لیجئے نگاہیں بچائیں جاتا ہے دل کی دل نظر کی خیانت کے راستے. The heart is destroyed by the خیانت, by being disloyal by the ways of the eyes. When you're looking around at other women, whether it's woman on the street, whether it's woman on the internet, whether in magazines, whichever, wherever you are looking, you are looking with your eyes and you are destroying your heart. Iman is getting destroyed. The noor you had acquired is getting destroyed. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Dunya ki har burai se daman jatak gaye. And all, so easy to remove all the gunas from our lives. Like all the gunas which are in our lives, just that you become clean immediately. Just like in autumn, how the leaves fall off the trees. You don't have to shake the tree. And you don't have to take a stick and hit on the leaves. How they all, like that your gunas will fall off. Agar ek just hi mein salik maula tak gaye. And in one just, how you say just, immediately you will reach Allah Ta'ala. Murshid ne wo bataye sahulat ke raaste. This is what our Shaykh has taught us. Those easy ways where your gunas will fall off themselves. That is, that just make contact with Allah Wala. Bring deen in sunnats in your life and bidat will go out of your lives. And gunas will go out of your life. Remember that wherever there is a vacuum, then sins come in, bid'at come in, all other evils come in. And as long as you follow sunnat, a bid'at can't come in. As long as you make miswak, you won't resort to a toothbrush. But when you give up the miswak, then you'll resort to a toothbrush. You won't wear a shirt if you're wearing a kurta. So just bring sunnats in your life, then bid'at won't come on, strange ways won't come in. So the easy way, we don't have to worry how the enemies are plotting against Islam, what they are doing, and we don't have to use their ways to fight them again. All we have to do is bring sunnats. No harm can come to us of all the think tanks and all the plotting if we just hold on to sunnat. But when we leave sunnats, and now we want to know what are they planning and plotting, and the ways they are using, They come on TV, we also must come on TV. They make films, we also must come on films. Whatever they are doing, we must also do. That will never be the solution. The solution is come on to Sunnat and see how Deen will spread with Sunnat. Allah se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. May Allah give us the reality and the understanding of this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent you as a complete embodiment, as nothing else but as mercy for the entire creation. Allah's Nabi rahmat on us, Allahu Akbar, is manifest in every way. We should not have been existent. Allah, in one tragedy hadith it comes, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. Had it not been for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I should have not created the creation. We are in existence in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are remaining in existence. We have got this earth to live on. We have got this oxygen to breathe in. We have got not only food, but what delicious food, and what an abundance of food. All this is in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then that we are human beings, when that we are Muslims, we are in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ihsanat and favors are so much upon us, naturally, then there are rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we also have to fulfill. Anyone who does good to you, one, at least say Jazakallah to the person. Be good to the person. Don't stab him in the back. Whatever, how he has done good to you, a good demands a good to be done in return. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al ihsan. Somebody has done good to you, in return you do good to that person. The favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are unlimited and untold. We cannot imagine them also. So we also have something to do in return. I'll just mention 7 rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are much more, but we'll just mention and discuss briefly 7 of the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. The first one is Iman bir Rasul, that we must have Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Briefly, what does this mean? We believe that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was born in Makkah Sharif, whose mother was Amina, whose father was Abdullah, he is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, who made Hijrah to Medina Sharif. He is the Rasul, the messenger of Allah Ta'ala. He has brought the message of our Creator, our Nourisher, our Sustainer, our Controller, to whom we are going to return. He has brought the message to us of how we should live in this life. So if we have got that Iman, that means we will accept that message and we will practice upon, we will live according to that. Together with that, it also means that we believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and the final Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. That there is absolutely no question. This is not an objective thing that we can investigate it, whether Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last Nabi or not. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali says that if somebody has to claim that he is a Nabi, a Rasul today, and we ask him, what is your proof? Just by asking him that question, we lose our Iman. In other words, there must be no possibility, no question that there can be another Nabi. If anyone makes that claim, he's a Nabi, he's a Rasul today, in an Islamic country, he has to be killed immediately. There is no second question. Not even to ask him, what do you mean you say you're a Rasul? There can't be, there is no question whatsoever. That Iman of us must be also absolutely strong, that there can be no other Nabi, no other Rasul after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is one, that Iman we must have of that level. The second is Muhabbat Rasul. The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be not only embedded, not only ingrained in our hearts. It must be more than any and everything after the love of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And just see the priorities also, how they are maintained. If a person looks at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll become madly in love. But always remember, first is the love, and the greatest love is of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person's Iman is not complete until he does not love me more than he loves himself. More than he loves his family also. Sayyidina Umar, and this was a great quality of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they were very clear in their minds and in their heart. They did not have a bit of munafaqat. That something else in the heart, something else on the tongue. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Oh Allah's Rasul, I find that love for myself is more greater than my love for you. Today it's easy for us to hear, but to understand it, everyone loves himself more than what he loves his wife also. If a fire has to come in the house, he won't think of his wife and children. He'll run for safety. Like this, how many and small little things, little things at a meal time to share, we want to take everything of the best. We don't think of leaving even for the wife and children. A mother really still has got that. Where for her children? Like in one time, one lady came and begged by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. She gave her one khajur. That's all what she had. That lady broke it in two pieces and gave it to her two children and did not eat anything herself. This is that love that you know even above yourself. But we are the priority. Myself, I worried about myself. Parents still think of their children. And they worry. If a child is sick, the parents will make dua to Allah. If life has to be taken, take my life, but give my child life. When the parents get old, children make dua, Ya Allah, I think now they are old, they are suffering, you take them away. What a difference. How parents consider their children and what is the attitude of children to their parents. Anyway, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be more greater in us than even love for ourselves, for our family, for everything. So then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Umar, then your iman is still not complete. By the barakat of the sohbet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tawajjuh and dua, then Allah ta'ala blessed us with Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with that love which was now greater than what he loved himself also. Today we can also hear and claim it, but we can't dress even like Nabi sallallahu. Even the dressing of the enemies is more dearer to us than the dressing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Makkah Sharif, the mushrikeen, the kuffar, how much they hurt and cause inconvenience and how much trouble to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Medina Sharif, the munafiqeen, the Jews, all the time, how much they cause hurt and injury. And today, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his qabr, we go to the qabr mubarak, we're dressing with a suit and tie. We're going with a hat into Masjid and Nabawi. This, unfortunately, we see these scenes also. So how much wasn't the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And how many of us, outward, long jubbas, but inside t-shirts and jeans. Ladies are coming with their burqas, but inside, what is the dressing? Going with our children, all murats, pictures on their clothing, music coming out from their shoes, from the clothing, etc. Are we showing love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or are we becoming so audacious to show we don't care? And we will do the things of the West right in front of you, right in Masjid Nabawi. So the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time, one buzurg, who thought to him, who was a genuine buzurg, and he was quite, and this is also a thing, that we must not think that just because some feeling we have, I'm very good. When we have to get tested, then we realize where we stand. So this buzurg, he felt that he has got great love. In fact, love how the Sahaba had for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I also got love like that. He was genuine, and this is also something to understand. Those who are the true friends of Allah, but they have got weaknesses, they have made mistakes, they are making mistakes. Then Allah Ta'ala purifies them. Then conditions come on those people. And they go through conditions because Allah wants to keep them pure for the akhirat. So this buzurg got a dream that night. And in the dream he sees there is a horse and cart going. And he's sitting at the back on the cart together with four sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. In front, Hadrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting. The cart is going down an incline. which is stony and rocky, and a sound comes that the horse and cart is going to go out of control and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life is in danger. The cart, stop it now, immediately. So immediately he thought he must get four boulder stones, rocks, put it by the four wheels to stop the cart. His love he had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But while he thought this, the four sahaba put their own lives at the four wheels.
Allah.
Then he realized, I can't even imagine the love the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had for Nabi Kareem. I'm in a dream world, I'm thinking I love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we have to check ourselves. We can't even give up our breakfast nook in the morning. We have to have breakfast at the breakfast nook. We can't give up our lounge suits. We can't give up our couches. We can't give up anything. And we also claim we have got so much love. Just because one, two outward things, and we fool ourselves, and we deceive ourselves also. I'm a great ashik of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to be developed. And how can it be developed? By this huquq which we are mentioning. Fulfill this huquq, and then inshallah, this love will come to that level. Then to this love again, is not the love like you have of your with your wife. And you speak anyhow to your wife also, you take her for granted. Your love you have for your friends also. And you speak, you tease them, you play fools with them. No, this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be with azmat, with great respect and with great honor. Usually a person in love quickly takes things for granted and then starts speaking anyhow. That's understood. But with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeah, this love must be with the utmost of respect also all the time. Never ever in the whole Surah Hujarat, how the Sahaba loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah says, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم. Don't pick up your voices near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speak with respect and adab. And not also so much, the object is not to cause the cleave. Now if you speak in such a way that the person cannot, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can't hear, can't understand what you are saying, then also you are causing taklif. Speak in a nice way. Don't be in the way you sit in front of your sheikh. These are the adab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the adab of our ustads, of our sheikh, of our parents. Don't sit in a disrespectful way. Don't sit with your one leg on your other leg. Don't sit in a haughty way, in a proud way. Everything here, the choice of words, the volume of your speech, all these things have to be seen there. So much so that don't even call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out from his house. Wait till he himself comes out. Don't disturb him in any way. Great details in Surah Hujurat, in the 26th Supara. Other places also, Allah has explained all. So the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be with the respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also let us think, when we are, for example, some people read, Ya Nabi Salam Alaik, and all this, is that causing happiness? Or you say that durood with respect, with adab, not that you are singing in a sing-song tone. Think, will that make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy? Or that you read your durood with respect, with love, with feeling from your heart. What is it that will make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And especially when we are in Madinatul Munawwara, at the Rawdah in the whole of Madinah Sharif. And then especially when we enter the masjid, how many people sitting around laughing loudly, sitting close to where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met some friend, jokes and laughing and talking. Allahu Akbar. There is great, great fear in that even Allah says, أَنْتَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. Your amal will be taken away. Your iman can get destroyed. So respect is a very, very great thing also. Ba adab, ba nasib. A person who has got adab, his share also is very big by Allah Ta'ala. Be adab, be nasib. A person who hasn't got adab and respect, no share. And bad adab, bad nasib. A person who is minus in his respect, who shows disrespect, that person is will be harmed also very greatly spiritually. So it also, the love, the respect of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fourth right is itaat Rasul. That when we say we have believed in Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must be obedient and follow in his ways. Yeah, again, check ourselves, all our ways. Forget other people. Our namaz is according to sunnah. That also, one special thing, when our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, makes people bayat, that we will make our namazes according to sunnah. Our namazes according to sunnah. Have we taken the trouble to find out how many sunnats there are in namaz? And of those sunnats, how many sunnats are in my namaz? Am I practicing on those sunnats or not? Sunnats in everything, when we go to bed, when we get up, every occasion, the 24-hour duas. From the morning, the sunnah duas, when we get up, when we go, before going toilet, coming out from the toilet, before wuzu, during wuzu, after wuzu, when we start our namazes, there are sunnah duas, whether we're going to make our sunnahs of fajr or tahajjud, everywhere, after tahajjud namaz, there are sunnah duas, after fajr sunnahs, there are sunnah duas. How many of those are in our lives? How many are we practicing? So, ita'atir rasul. Today we're claiming the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we follow the ways of other people. We follow our nafs. How many people in our homes, when we say in a home, I'm the boss here. And everyone will listen to me. We forget what our deen has taught us. We made big bayan here that you must do this, you must do that. But when we go home, I'm the big boss and everyone must listen to me. If we are saying according to Quran and Hadith, well and good. But otherwise, what we want. And if somebody has to correct us, we get offended. If the wife has to take out our fault, children have to tell us that you are doing wrong, we get offended. So, ita'at-e Rasul is another very great right of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then together with ita'at-e Rasul, also very great right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dhikr-e Rasul. To remember Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest way to remember is to read Durood Sharif. Today, the day of Jummah has passed. And one of the greatest tuhfa and gifts for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the greatest ibadats of Jummah is to read Durood Sharif. Each one ask ourselves, today how many Durood did I read? Every day we must read. On Jummah, we have to increase our Durood. But each one ask ourselves, did I even read one time Durood? Did I even read 10 times Durood? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us for Jummah so many adab. And how many sunnats of Jummah, how many are we observing? So we have to see. So the zikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and reading Durood Sharif is a capsule in which Allah has put many things. We have to say Jazakallah, but we did not know. Many times in some gathering there is a vote of thanks. And sometimes we just bungle the whole thing. Instead of praising the person, we in fact insulted the person. We wouldn't know how to say Jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah taught us, you tell me, I will give it in return. We had to be praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we wouldn't know how to praise. So Allah gave us Durood Sharif. We had to be saying, making du'as for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we wouldn't even know how to make du'as. What du'as to make for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala told us, you read Durood. And every Durood that we read, we are not reading like what is the Durood. Allah said, you send Durood. So according to Arabic words, grammar, language, we should have said, Sallaytu ala nabi. Allah said, you send Durood, I send Durood. Or, Usalli ala nabi. I am sending Durood on Nabi. But not one sira, one formula of Durood you will find like that. Everyone, Allahumma salli. Oh Allah, you send Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, you send Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we would not have known, we would have caused our great harm. So Allah has been so kind. You tell me, and on your behalf, I will send Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much of the zikr? And then to talk of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only in the month of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, but regularly, very fortunate is that person who will read regularly a kitab on the seerah, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as ta'aleem in the home. Read every day if possible. Otherwise, at least on Friday, the 40 Durood. Read the Hizbul Azam of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Friday Manzil, in which there are so many sighas, formulas of Durood Sharif. Increase our Durood. talk about the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one faraz on the whole ummah, on parents, is to create the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts of the children, and to create the love of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts of the children, to create the love of the Quran Sharif in the hearts of the children. Today we ourselves, we haven't got time, busy with the mobile, the cell phone, children busy with it all the time. Hey, when we going to read Quran? When we going to create the love of the Quran Sharif? So that is another great for us also, to create the love. So to make the zikr, to talk about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read Durood Sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for example, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, the Qasida Burda Sharif, which has got 10 manzils, spread out for the days, but he should read the whole kitab every night in his ibadah. And off by heart he should read it. How many of us have learned even one of the nazams in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we can read these nazams at the Qabr Mubarak. What love, what humility, respect. How many nazams have we learned in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And even on our own, while driving, while sitting, lying off to bed, to sing a nazam in our minds, or just under our breath, of the praises, and think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives? And then after zikr Rasul, Fikre Rasul, to have that fikr, that concern, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, we also. In one hadith clearly, Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have not sent as a tajir, as a businessman in this world. I have been sent in this world to make the tasbih of Allah, to be reading tasbih. How many of us read tasbih? Third kalima tasbih, or to read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah. By difficulty we manage it perhaps after Asr, after Fajr. But this regularly, to read the tasbih and to think of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So that, and what was the fikr of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Not to Allahu Akbar. One time when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had rested on a grass mat, and the signs of the grass mat were on the body. At one time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At one time, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah's Nabi, you live in this so simple. And the kings of Persia and the kings of Rome, they live in so much of luxury. They sleep in rose petals. If you will permit us, we will make a wonderful bed for you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in Jush, and he told Hazrat Umar, are you still in doubt of this matter? That this dunya is so important, and here you have to have comfort and peace. Don't you know akhirat is the real life? For that we have to be making effort. So how many of us have got that fikr of our akhirat, which was the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I pick up food, I haven't got the guarantee that it will reach my mouth, or I will die before that. When I make salam, I don't know if I will complete my salam, or I will die before that. And we are busy making mansions all the time, making more bank balances, increasing our business. Where have we got fikr of deen? Where have we got fikr of akhirat? That is fikr Rasul. And then fikr of the ummah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there won't be a single mud house or a shanty left in which my kalima has not entered. How many of us have made fikr to even guide our own wives, our own children, our neighbors, our family? But when we're having a wedding, oh, there's videoing, there's music, we go and become part of the whole thing. How many of us have the fikr to advise them that don't do this? How many of us, we don't go in jamaat ourselves, we stop other people from going also. So jamaat, mashallah, fikr of the ummah, the ulama, you say, come to the khanqa. How many of us discourage people from coming to the khanqa? So this fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how can not only few points of deen become alive, the whole of deen in the whole world. How many of us have got that fikr? We are worried about our health. A person must just get little chest pains, now it is his biggest worry. Now I have to go jogging, now I have to go on the treadmill. All that worry, and worry for the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are worried of our looks, how we look. About our diets we are worried so much. All other things, women, their nail polish, And masalas they ask that nowadays nail polish that you can remove namaz time. All that worries we have got. But worries for the deen and worry for our akhirat. That was why Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came here. How many of us got that worry? Then ziyarat rasul to go and visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he was in Damascus in a dream that how is it, O Bilal, you don't come and visit me. This is also a right that to go and if we have got feeling and Allahu Akbar. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man zarani ba'da wafati faka'annama zarani fi hayati. A person who will visit me in, after I've left this world is just like that person who visited me in my lifetime. How many of us take the trouble to go and then what feeling? Are we going there to go and make sure that we stay in a particular hotel status thing? Or to go and buy, to do shopping. And today we advise, this shopping mall is like this. To go to Medina Sharif, we worried about shopping malls. In Makkah Sharif, which hotel we are going to stay. All that. How many of us spend our time at Rauza and Mubarak? Or anywhere in the Masjid and Nabawi. And with love and feeling, we read Durood Sharif. With regard to Itaat Rasul, to be obedient to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person who was getting married, took a cloth to a tailor to have his kurta sewn for his wedding. And he took a sample of a kurta that this kurta must be sewn according to the sample. The time was fixed when it will be ready, the price, everything. On the appointed time he went and collected. But he found that the tailor did not sew it with the cloth he gave. The tailor bought some other cloth. And the tailor did not sew it according to the kurta, the sample he gave in that pattern. He made it according to his own thought, what a different pattern. So argument naturally ensued. I brought my cloth, you didn't sew it with the material I gave. And I brought a sample, you didn't sew it according to my sample. You gave your own way of, you did it your own way. And then it became heated. They started exchanging blows. People gathered. What's wrong? They explained. So they said, the tailor is wrong. So the tailor said, but listen to my side of the story also. What is it? He said that he brought this cloth, but it was a very, very cheap type of cloth. A low, inferior quality. And he told me he's getting married. So I bought a very superior quality of cloth. And the other thing is, he told me he's getting married, he brought the sample, but this sample is an old 1920 model. And I gave him 2050 model. The advanced model which is still going to come, I sewed it like that. But all will say the tailor is wrong. He had to follow the instructions of the client. What the customer wanted, he had to do that, not what he felt like doing. So we cannot follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter what sincerity we have, that we want to spread the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the means that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not approve of, that he did not like. In fact, he said in which Allah's curses will come, the worst azab will come for those people who present themselves to take photos, whose photos are taken, etc., who make photos, who view photos voluntarily and happily, even looking on our cell phone happily and voluntarily at any photo, that same azab is for those people also. So we cannot follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam according to our thinking. That is today's advanced times. Today's time of technology and today's time of advancement. So we can't follow in the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to have a new way. No, we will be at fault. We have to follow the deen how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. In that way and in the method of spreading deen, we will have to follow the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. In all our things, we cannot bring new things into deen. We have to follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the basic 7 hukuk, rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take it seriously. Not just that it is a bayan, or that we have to come and listen to a bayan, but test ourselves on each of them. And not only when things are going normal, but when we're having a funeral, are we following sunnahs? When a wedding comes, are we following sunnahs? If we go for a holiday, are we following sunnahs? In our businesses, are we following sunnahs? Or are we then just violating and breaking and throwing the sunnahs? In fact, the commands of Allah we throw out. In every stage we should see, and this is all for nobody else but for ourselves. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in need of us. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of us. We are in need of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we really believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come as a blessing, as a rahmat for mankind, we will adopt all this and bring it into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq and correct our lives, inshallah. Somebody wants to become bayat. Who is it? Is he? What was the name?
Zarif.
Acha. Salam ya Zarif. Come in, Khan. Next place. Ji. Come. Briefly, bayat is sunnat, it's not for us. The purpose of bayat is for us. So we mustn't forget the purpose, and that is to correct our lives and thereby make a connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For that, when we become bayat, a few things that are prescribed, we should observe them. One is maintain our Islamic appearance wherever we are. If we are forced, we cannot help it, work situation. But as soon as we can, we come back into our own. Voluntarily, we choose our way. And if we get work also, we can. There is nobody stopping us. Then maintain our Islamic dressing at all times. Secondly, reading of Quran Sharif. The minimum recitation of Quran Sharif, make one khatam in Ramadan and at least one khatam in the other 11 months. Which means about if we just read three and a half, four pages, comfortably we'll make one khatam in the rest of the year. 100 times, La ilaha illallah. With this in mind, La ilaha, I'm taking all the wrong dirt, filth out of my heart, throwing it out. Illallah, I'm putting purity, cleanliness, goodness in my heart. And 100 times, Allah. And this in our mind, that, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, you come in my heart. You also love me. In this way, we make our zikr. After the first time of La ilaha illallah, and about every 10 times, complete the whole kalima. Muhammadur Rasulullah, and read Durood Sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, the first time of Allah, say Jalla Jalalu. Then keep contact. Coming to the majlis is enough contact. But if we cannot for any reason, If we are just around here, make sure we come to all the majlis. Otherwise, make a phone call. Keep some contact also, inshallah. In this way, we will benefit, inshallah. And the zikr also, we should do it regularly. Not only once, now and then, or something, or just when we became bad, few days we make zikr, then we don't make again. The person won't progress in that way if we don't do these things regularly. Allah give tawfiq, inshallah. Put your hand on top. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب Repeat, O Allah,
Allah,
I make tawbah
from
kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful
of
the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah,
I promise
to the best of my ability
to perform
my five times namaz with
jamaat
in the masjid
according to sunnah,
to fast during the month of Ramadan. If
zakat
becomes compulsory, to discharge
the same.
If hajj becomes compulsory,
to perform
hajj,
to
be always conscious
of
my islah and reformation.
O Allah,
I enter
in the silsila,
the chain
of the chishtiya,
and the silsila
of
the naqshbandiya,
and
the silsila
of
the qadiriya,
and
the silsila
of
the suharwardiya. O Allah,
by
the barakat
of
all the buzurgs,
of
all four
silsilas,
accept
my tawbah
and my
ba'ath.
O Allah,
as long as I live,
grant me
an
Islamic
Imani
life.
Just before mawt,
grant
me tawbatan
nasuha.
Grant my mawt
on
Imani kamil,
on
kalimai
shahadat,
wa ta'afiyat,
izzat,
rahat,
and salamati.
Gather
me
tomorrow
on the day of Qiyamah,
and
forever thereafter.
In
Jannah
with
all the righteous,
and
pious.
When
you manage these basic things, then you can ask to do more things. What you do.
وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.